Chapter 2. Selling Goods and Services. In this chapter we will be looking at the process of selling goods or services. We will look at some of the documents used when making a sale. We will look at the calculation of invoice totals along with any discounts offered. We will see how VAT is calculated when dealing with customers. The primary function of any commercial business is to sell goods or services with the intention of making a profit. Documents involved in making a sale. Before you can sell anything, your customers will need to know how much you are selling the goods or services for. You will need a price list, a catalog, or you may advertise the price on the actual goods. Some businesses cannot give a standard price, as goods and services will vary from sale to sale. Typical examples are builders and decorators. In these cases, the seller will provide an estimate or a quote. In legal terms, there is a lot of difference between an estimate and a quote. An estimate is a rough idea based on guesswork as to how much the job will cost the customer. However, the amount stated is not binding and the price may change according to different circumstances which the supplier may come across. A quote, on the other hand, cannot be changed once it has been accepted by the customer. It is possible, though, to state exactly what the quote is for and that additional charges may be incurred if certain unexpected circumstances occur. An example of a quotation is shown on the next page. Dawson Supplies, 43 Scarta Road, Immingham, DN 26 NP, telephone 01469515444. Upper Tell 132 Anglian Way, date the 18th of August 2017, Norwich NR 36FG. Thank you for your inquiry regarding our rolls of blue cotton dress material. I can quote as follows. 50 rolls of blue cotton dress material, £75 per roll, excluding VAT. There will be a delivery charge of £25. This quote is valid for 3 months. Our terms are strictly cash on delivery. A D. Dawson Director. It is good practice to include the period for which the quotation is valid and to state the terms of payment and any delivery charges. You will also often see E and OE. This stands for errors and omissions accepted. It means that if a genuine error has been made in the preparation of the quote, then the supplier cannot be held to it. Of course, the quotation should be signed and dated. So let us suppose the customer is happy with the quote and decides he or she wants the goods. A small business would probably just phone up and say he or she wants the goods. Larger companies will supply a purchase order. A purchase order has an individual reference number, a product code if available, an example of coding which is particularly useful when using a computer accounts package, a quantity, a description of the goods in full, a unit price, and a total price. Not really necessary as the supplier will know the price, but it is useful as a check that the correct price has been quoted, an authorizing signature and date. Most important, as the supplier will probably not fulfill the order without this. An invoice address and delivery address. Upper Tell 132 Anglian Way, Norwich, NR 36FG. Purchase order. Dawson Supplies, 43 Scarta Road, Immingham, DN 26 NP. Invoice address, delivery address, 27 High Street, 132 Anglian Way, Norwich, Norwich, NR 36FG, NR 13ZT. Purchase order no 5379. Order date 21st of August 2017. Part code CTI, description unit price total price. 50 rolls blue cotton dress material, £75, £3750. Purchase order total, £3,750. Authorized, Upper Tell, date the 21st of August 2017. All orders are raised subject to our terms and conditions of trade. A full copy is available on request. E and OE. All prices exclude VAT. A purchase order is a legal document. Once the purchase order has been accepted by the seller, then a contract exists between the buyer and seller. The seller is deemed to have accepted the purchase order 48 hours after issue. You will learn more about the legal side of buying and selling later in your studies. If the delivery is not immediate, maybe the supplier has to wait for their own delivery, or it may be that the buyer doesn't want the goods immediately, an advice note may be issued. This confirms that the purchase has been accepted, and it also lets the customer know when the goods will be delivered or that the goods are on their way. So let us now suppose that the goods are ready for delivery. The supplier will send a delivery note with the goods. When the goods reach their destination, the buyer will check the delivery to ensure that the correct goods and quantity of goods have been delivered. If the receiver is happy, then he or she will sign the delivery note. There are usually at least two parts to the delivery note. One part will stay with the customer. It is usually passed on to the accounts department as a check that the goods have actually been delivered. The other part will be returned to the supplier as proof of delivery. The customer cannot then say they will not pay because the goods have not been delivered. Dawson Supplies, 43 Scarter Road, Immingham, DN 26 MP. Delivery note no. 23198 to Upper Tell, your order number 5379, address 27 High Street, date sent 25th of August 2017, Norwich, per invoice number 13608 NR13ZT. Our contact person, J. Grimston. Attention, J. Crockett. Telephone 01469515444. Quantity delivered. Description: 50 rolls of blue cotton dress material. Goods received in good order. Name, signature, date. A delivery note usually has an identifying number. Of course, the description should match what has actually been delivered. No price is shown, as this is not needed at the moment. This will be shown in the invoice, see next. However, a reference to the purchase order is usually made so the buyer can reference the delivery note to the purchase order. An invoice is a document which itemizes the goods delivered or services rendered, specifying the terms of the sale and the price. The invoice is a legal document, and if it is to record VAT, value-added tax, must have certain items included. Details of what must be included on a VAT invoice are dealt with in the indirect tax unit of the AT Level 3 diploma. For now, you should know that VAT is a tax on purchases. You must register with HMRC for VAT when the value of all your sales reaches £83,000. This figure is correct at the time of going to press, but traders should be aware that this figure changes regularly, usually annually. If you want to know the current registration threshold, you should visit http://www.hmrc.gov.uk/vat/start/register/when-to-register.htm. When a company is registered, it must charge VAT on all its sales, apart from those items at zero rate and exempt. Again, we will look at these in more detail in the indirect tax unit of the AT Level 3 diploma. The current rate of VAT is 20% on most items. An invoice will include the name and address of the supplier, the address to which the invoice must be sent, the address where the goods are to be sent. If different from the invoice address, the invoice has a unique number, essential if VAT is to be charged. The numbers are sequential, so it is easy to trace and easy to see if one is missing. The VAT registration number if the company is registered for VAT. Customers may be allocated a reference number. This will help identify the customer, particularly if there are a large number of customers. A customer reference number will be essential if using a computer accounting program. The original purchase order number will be shown. This helps reference the invoice to the purchase order. The date of the invoice. This is important, as the terms will state how long the customer has to pay. The tax point has significance when VAT is paid to HMRC. It is usually the same date as the invoice was raised. We will look at when it is not in the indirect tax unit at level 3. There may be a product code, for example B1003. This is useful in identifying the product if there are a large number of products. It is also much simpler to refer to the product code if, for example, the product is a box of 100x3-inch nails. It is also essential for stock control if a computer is used. There is a precise description of the goods and the quantity should be the same as the purchase order. The price should be shown both per unit and for the total. Discounts may be offered for regular customers or for purchasing goods in bulk. This is usually expressed as a percentage and is taken off the total before the VAT is calculated. If an invoice mentions the net amount, it means that this is the amount before VAT has been added. The amount after VAT has been added is referred to as the gross amount. VAT is calculated on the net amount at the current rate and the rate appropriate to the goods sold. A total for the invoice will be shown, which included the goods, less any discount, plus the VAT charged. Dawson Supplies, 45 Scarto Street, Immingham, M15 to BH. Invoice number 13608. Invoice to R. Patel. Date / tax point 25th of August 2017. 132 Anglian Way, Norwich. Account RP01NR36FG. Your reference 5379. Deliver to R. Patel. VAT Reg GB03694928-3627 High Street, Norwich, NR13ZT. Product item quantity price total code pound pound. Rolls of blue cotton dress material 5075.003750.00. Goods total 3750.00. Trade discount underscore percent. Subtotal 3750.00. VAT 20% 750.00. Invoice total 4500.00. Terms Codex Work C and OE. You should also note some of the terms you may find on an invoice. We have already looked at E and OE, which means errors and omissions accepted. 30 days net means that payment in full should be made within 30 days. Other periods are possible, such as 7 days or 60 days. COD stands for cash on delivery. Payment must be made when the goods are delivered. Ex works means that the price of the goods does not include delivery, whereas carriage paid means that the price does include delivery. Prompt payment discount may be offered for early payment. This is usually a further percentage discount if the invoice is paid, for example, within 7 days. Prompt payment discounts are also known as settlement discounts or cash discounts. Invoices books are generally in multiple parts. There will be a copy to send to the customer and a copy to keep for your own records. More copies can be kept if the invoice is required by more than one department. Discounts. Discounts are offered as a way of increasing sales. There are different categories of discount. Discounts to the general public are usually shown as a sale price. The reason for offering a discount could be to encourage people to buy slow-moving stock, or stock which is soon to become out of date or obsolete. Alternatively, it may be to get us into the shop where we can be encouraged to buy other things at full price. The discounted item is then known as a loss leader, where little or no profit will be made on that item, or in some cases even a loss, in the hope that customers will buy other goods where the profit will be made. Discounts may be offered for bulk buying. This is very common. I'm sure we have all seen offers like buy one get one free. Everyone knows that if we buy one orange from the supermarket, it will often cost more per orange than if we buy, say, a dozen. In business, this bulk discount may be offered as a percentage. For example, a supplier may offer a 10% discount if the customer buys more than 100 units or spends more than £500. Many things offered in bulk are offered at a discount because there are fewer costs involved, whether this be distribution cost, selling costs, or just basic administration costs. Another type of discount is the trade discount. Many DAX stores offer trade discounts to business customers in the trade. This is a way of encouraging people who are likely to be repeat customers to buy from this store rather than going elsewhere. Offer your customer a good deal and he or she is likely to come again and again. Trade discounts are usually offered at a percentage of the total cost. Calculating discounts. So how does this affect the invoice we raise? Well, let us take an example of an invoice where a 10% trade discount has been given. You should note how the trade discount is taken off before calculating VAT, since the tax is only on the money transferred. We shall look at VAT in more detail in the next chapter. Now let us take a look at how the invoice would look with the trade discount taken off. Dawson Supplies, 45 Scarto Street, Immingham, M15TBH, invoice number 13608, invoice to R. Patel, date / tax point 25th of August 2017, 132 Anglian Way, Norwich, account RPO1NR36FG, or reference 5379, delivered to R. Patel, VAT Reg GBO3694928-3627 High Street, Norwich, NR13ZT. Product item, quantity, price, total, code, pound, pound. Rolls of blue cotton dress material 5075.003750.00. Goods total 3750.00. Trade discount 10% 375.00. Subtotal 3375.00. VAT 20% 675.00. Invoice total 4050.00. Terms 30 days net. A discount of 2% of the full price applies if payment is made within 7 days of the invoice date. X work C and OE. Prompt payment discounts, PPD. You may have noticed some payment terms we have not yet come across. A prompt payment discount may be offered for early payment of an invoice. It encourages the customer to pay sooner for the goods than the invoice allows. Under the terms, an entry would be a discount of 2% of the full price applies if payment is made within 7 days of the invoice date. This would mean that 2% would be taken off if the customer settled the invoice within the 7 days. Of course, the supplier may offer more or less than 2% and may require more or less than 7 days. The customer here is allowed 30 days to pay an invoice, but will be offered a reduction of 2% if the invoice is paid within 7 days of the date of the invoice. The problem with these kind of discounts is that the supplier has no idea whether the discount will be taken or not until the customer actually pays, or the time limit of the discount expires. It also makes it difficult where VAT is charged, as the correct amount of VAT must be recorded according to how much is paid. When the invoice is issued, the supplier will record the invoice in full, although the invoice must show the rate of discount offered. The supplier then has two options. They can issue a credit note for the discount amount, including the VAT. A credit note is a refund document stating that the customer no longer owes part or all of the amount on an invoice. We'll look at a credit note later in this chapter. If this option is adopted, then the credit note will be kept as evidence of the discount. The second option is that the original invoice must contain appropriate wording stating the number of days by which the discount price may be paid, and a statement that the customer can only recover the VAT paid to the supplier. We will look at recovery of VAT in the next chapter. If the customer pays later and doesn't take the discount, then the supplier will simply record the payment when it is made. However, if the customer does take the discount, the supplier will record the amount paid, the amount of the discount taken, and they must also adjust the VAT. We will look at how to record all this in the business books later in this book. Of course, a prompt payment discount will be on top of any bulk or trade discount offered. So a bulk or trade discount will show as a reduction on the invoice, and the prompt payment discount will be calculated on the reduced amount. Other documents relating to sales. Let us suppose that a Patel, from earlier in this chapter, receives his dress material, but two of the rolls have a flaw in them. Mr. Patel will not want to pay for the faulty goods, so he will inform Dawson Supplies that he no longer wants these rolls as they are faulty. In Dawson Supplies books it will still be showing that a Patel owes £3,375, plus the VAT. Remember that the goods have not yet been paid for. The rolls will probably be sent back with a returns note. A Patel 132 Anglian Way, Norwich, NR36FG returns note to Dawson Supplies 45 Scarto Street, Immingham M15 2BH. Description of item S, quantity rolls of blue cotton dress material 2. Reason for return, faulty goods signature date. When the goods have been received back, Dawson Supplies will raise a credit note. We have seen that a credit note is a refund document stating that the customer no longer owes part or all of the amount on an invoice. Why not just tear up the invoice? Well, there are two main reasons. First of all, the credit note is proof that the original invoice does not need paying in full. Dawson Supplies may have forgotten that the invoice had been reduced in their books and they may try to pursue payment. The credit note is proof that Dawson Supplies had agreed the reduction. Secondly, both companies will have recorded the invoice in their books. Unlike cash sales, credit sales are not paid for there and then, so a cash refund is not an option. Simply crossing out an entry is also not an option. It is frowned upon to erase entries in books, as this can often lead to fraud and misleading figures. A credit note is proof that the credit has been approved and taken place, and it is also a record that the original sale was made but there was something wrong with it. The calculation takes exactly the same format as the original invoice. It is common sense to still take off the trade discount, as it is the reduced amount which was charged and it should be the same reduced amount which is given back. The reason is that the original invoice calculated the VAT on the reduced amount. If you don't subsequently take the settlement into account when calculating the credit note, then you could finish up giving back more than you charged in the first place. Take the invoice we prepared earlier in this chapter. Let's suppose that a Patel wants to send it all back. The calculation on the credit note would be £3,375 plus 20%, equals £3,375 plus 675.00, equals £4,050. Let us see the calculation for the return of the two rolls. The credit note itself often looks very similar to the invoice. Some companies try to make the distinction between an invoice and a credit note more obvious by printing at least some of the credit note in red. A credit note will include the number of the original invoice, the reason for the return, a unique number. Credit notes have their own sequence of numbers. Otherwise, the details are exactly like an invoice. Dawson Supplies 45 Scarto Street, Immingham, M15 2BH. Credit note number, CN259, to Patel. Date/tax point, 27th of August 2017. 132 Anglian Way, Norwich. Account, RPO1NR36FG. Your reference, 5379. VAT Reg, GB03694928.36. Our credit note no. 259. Product item quantity price total code pound pound. Rolls of blue cotton dress material 275.00 150.00. Goods total 150.00. Trade discount 10% 15.00. Subtotal 135.00. VAT 20% 27.00. Credit total 162.00. Reason for credit to rolls blue cotton dress material faulty. The final document we will look at in this section is the statement. Just as your bank statement will show the transactions which have occurred between you and your bank, So a statement of account for a customer will show all the transactions between the customer and the supplier. As you have seen, a customer may have been allowed to pay their invoice after an agreed period of time. 7 days, 30 days or even 60 days are typical. You can probably imagine that regular customers will have several outstanding invoices, so a statement of account is sent to the customer, usually monthly, so that both parties are aware what is still owed by the buyer to the supplier. The statement will begin with the balance B/F. Sometimes this is shown as B/D, meaning brought down from the previous period. B/F stands for brought forward and shows the amount still owing at the beginning of the month, or brought forward from the previous month. Any new invoices will be added to the total and any payment will be taken from the total. You must always remember to include any credit notes which have been issued, including those issued because of a prompt payment discount which has been taken. You must remember the prompt payment discount because if you don't, the customer will still be showing as owing an amount, when in fact the account has been paid in full. The statement will finally show the remaining balance. This amount will be carried forward C/F, to the next statement. If you look at the statement of account on the next page, you will notice that invoices, or any amounts which increase what is owed, are called debits and go on the left. Any amounts which decrease the amount owed are called credits and go on the right. We will look at debits and credits in much more detail later in this book, but for now remember which side each is on and what it means in the statement. Transactions are listed in date order. Only prompt payment discounts will be included, not trade or bulk discounts, since these are already given in the invoice figure. The prompt payment discounts are only stated once they have been taken and not when they are offered. After all, the customer may not pay within the time allowed to qualify for the discount. Prompt payment discounts will be labeled discounts allowed. Not all the transactions on the statement have been shown in the invoices and credit notes above. Statement of account. Dawson Supplies, 45 Scarto Street, Immingham. M15 to BH2R Patel, account RPO1132, Anglian Way, Norwich, date 31st of August 2017, NR36FG. Date details: debit credit balance £, the 1st of August 2017 balance B/F 3671.50. The 3rd of August 2017 CHQ received 3598.0773.43. The 3rd of August 2017 disc allowed CN 366.73.430.00. The 7th of August 2017 IN 13295 3196.50 3196.50. The 14th of August 2017 IN 13458 2957.17 6153.67. The 21st of August 2017 IN 13598 3279.59 9433.26. The 25th of August 2017 IN 13608 4050.00 13483.26. The 27th of August 2017 credit note CN 259 162.00 13321.26. Total amount outstanding 13321.26. Just the total amounts on the invoices are shown in the statement, as the customer will only want to know what he owes. What part is VAT and how much the trade discount is shown on the invoice and is irrelevant here. Chapter summary. Businesses produce a number of documents to keep track of their sales. These documents include 1. Quotes and estimates. 2. Purchase orders. 3. Delivery notes. 4. Invoices. 5. Returns notes. 6. Credit notes. 7. Customer statements. VAT is charged on goods and services supplied at the rate of 20%. If trade or bulk discounts are offered, the VAT should be calculated on the reduced amount. There are special procedures when a prompt payment discount is offered. A credit note should still reflect any trade or bulk discount so that the credit matches the sale.